What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
Well, right now we're going to have to say weather. You know, the change in the forecast that came into play last week. And, of course, you know, the markets were under pressure to start. Last week we were seeing, you know, seasonal selling and also some pressure coming from recession talk. But by the time we hit Thursday, Friday, we started to see a change in the forecast. We're looking more at hot and dry. Right now, the 6 to 10 and the 8 to 14 day are calling for above normal temps, below normal precip. It's also going to coincide well with the rest of July, basically, which is going to be corn pollination for most of the Corn Belt, which has got this market a little bit antsy. Now, we've been able to recover about 50% of what our recent retracement has been. Now we'll see if this is just a dead cat bounce or if this is truly a weather scare.
And what's not hot on this marketplace?
You know, I'd have to lean towards the energy markets, crude oil. I mean, we've been taking a pretty good beating. That market's below $100 a barrel. It's kind of, you know, jumping back and forth, but today we're down about 2.5, putting pressure on it. I think the market or a lot of the economy or the economists are starting to figure out that we get that energy prices down. That's certainly going to help as far as the inflationary, because it's going to bring down the cost of everything. Because right now that's what's kind of pushing, whether it be the energy or the needs for farmers or whether it be transportation. Energy right now is the main driver of what's causing our inflation.
Of course, we've got supply demand numbers out tomorrow.
We do have USDA coming out with their numbers. Right now, they look to be friendly for the new crop because they're going to use the June 30th numbers. It's going to be interesting to see just how much they cut soybean ending stocks, because over 2 million less acres than expected. That means we're going to see a stocks reduction in soybeans.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management, Fargo.